going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, I think if I had a crystal ball, I would answer that question. I think that we have 11 picks. I've always looked at draft picks as currency. You can either use that on a player, you can trade up, you can trade back, you can trade for future picks in future years. I think we're fortunate to be in this position. I think that as we continue to sign back our players, as many as we can, our good young players, we're going to be in a situation where, you know, salary cap is critical. And so for us, young talent, the influx of young players every single year, competing to make the roster, I think is really important. Now, we have a good team. We feel good about our roster. It's going to be hard for 11 players to make the team out of the gates this year. I mean, if they do, it'd be incredible. History tells us that probably not all 11 picks are going to make the initial 53-man roster, which is a good problem to have. It means we're a talented team. So I like having 11 picks. I think it gives us a lot of flexibility in different ways. And I think that our goal would be to have extra picks every single year.
Give EDC all of the picks. The Ravens have 11 picks. That is tied for the most in this year's NFL draft. No Ken Wyman with us because he's doing draft duties with Vinny.
He's doing voice exercises right now, I think. He's getting his voice all limbered up for the draft.
You always get a kick out of it. And if Kenny was here, he would say this. It's hard to believe that the draft is today, Jason.
And it's not hard to believe at all. Yeah. First of all, they should do this in February, honestly.
Well, this is just prolonging the NFL calendar.
They drag it out. So they drag out the news cycle and they keep people talking about it and they keep us bloviating about it.
Why do you think they pushed back the schedule release? It used to always be before the draft. Now it's in May. Yeah.
They want to dominate the full calendar year. I get it. But I can believe it's here. Thank God it's here. And I can't wait for it to be over. I'm speaking my truth.
You put out your one and only mock draft for the Washington Post.
Did.
We will get into that at 3:15. But focusing in on the Ravens. And we just heard Eric DaCosta. That was at the Liars luncheon last week.
He's speaking his truth. And I think he's keeping it real.
And we were talking about this possibility a week ago. Could Eric DaCosta break tendency tonight? And just looking, he's been GM since 2019. This is his seventh draft as GM of the Ravens. The highest round that he has traded up was the third round in his first draft to get Miles Boykin. Now, he had the players trade for Marquise Brown to the Cardinals for a first-round pick, but we have not seen him move up in the first round pick for pick. Could he have a trick up his sleeve tonight?
I don't think so, Bone. And I'm not buying a lot of this late chatter about trades. I mean, people talk this time of year. The boards are set. There's a pretty decent consensus, at least on the top five picks and where they're going. And people are comparing notes and people are setting up for contingencies. But I just don't see this as being the kind of class overflowing with blue chip players that people really want to start jerry-rigging the board and moving around to land. So I don't think they're going to be super inclined to move up. I think, if anything, moving down, and I know that that just, we could say that every year, but I think with them, especially with a draft like this, and them always thinking towards the future, and we move down and we get picks loading up day two and also start fortifying our cupboard for the 2026 draft. It's just very on brand, and I think the depth and the strength of this draft meeting their needs might make them even more inclined to do that. If they're the team that trades out of the first round because somebody's moving up for Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart or whatever, it wouldn't surprise me. Them moving up eight spots to get a particular pass rusher in this draft would surprise me far more than them trading out. I think it's probably more likely that one of these other rounds where they're already loaded with picks, that maybe they start packaging, I don't know, what do they have, three fourth rounders or whatever? You know, they try to get an extra pick at the end of Friday, right? You kind of have these cutoff points where you'd rather get something at the end of Friday than have somebody else all day Friday night make a trade that jumps you on Saturday. So, yeah, I think they will probably stick to their core tenets. I think if they do make a pick there, it's more likely to be defense than not. And I think their hallmarks, they feel like, are tried and true.
That was going to be my next question. The Ravens have a pick in every single round. They have 2 fourth-round picks, 4 sixth-round picks, Jason. Are they going to use all 4 sixth-round picks? But assuming they stand pat at 27, we've talked so much in the lead-up to tonight. Well, it's got to be defense. And maybe if it's not defense, we talked a lot of offensive line this week. If it wasn't one of those two options, would that surprise you? We know Eric DaCosta loves swinging at wide receivers. Maybe a tight end falls, and that necessitates a Mark Andrews trade. If they went outside of defense or O-line tonight, would you be surprised?
I would, and I think the one position that might make sense would be receiver. I don't think there's going to be a tight end. I think both tight ends are gone by the time the Colts pick, so they're going to be long gone, and I don't think there's a third tight end that you're going to take in the first round. There could be a running back there who they have a really high grade on. I just think for them at this point and that position group, it wouldn't make as much sense as probably a receiver. And the kid from Ohio State is the one that if I had to throw a dart at, I would throw a dart in his direction. And it's hard. It's hard for me to come up with another position just based on, you know, the quality of player, who's likely to be there, and then what they want to do. I really can't come up with something outside of defense, offensive line, except for wide receiver.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're on till 5:30. That's when BBT with yours truly and Jim Hunter takes over. Then you got the Fresh Take with Ben and Cordell. Then you have Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato, 8 to midnight. We're live till midnight, Jason. No infinity today for the people.
I can't wait till it's like pick 16. And Gigi's like, I can't believe pick 16 is actually here. Yeah, I can't believe it. We've made it to pick 16. It crept up on me. Two and a half hours in. We're at pick 16. Well, yeah. It's 8:08 in the a.m. I got it.
We don't have many guests today. We have a lot of Ravens draft talk as well as Orioles talk where they lost another game last night. But Sagano pitched really well, rebounded really well after that first inning. But Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, joins us at 2:30. And Lucy Burge joins us at 4.
Yeah, don't worry, O's fans. We haven't forgotten about last night's debacle. And if you're not familiar with tonight's starter for the Nats, Mackenzie Gore is probably in this very moment the best left-handed pitcher in baseball. Now, I know I said over the weekend that Hunter Green's looking like the best right-handed pitcher in baseball, and he got lit up. But again, this guy's a lefty, and if you've been scoring at home, you know that they can't get runners to second base against lefties, let alone score runs on them. And Mackenzie Gore is a strikeout machine with a legitimate, you know, 3-4 pitch mix who seems to have really come into his own And also, Cade Povich has like a career 9 ERA on the road.
I'm grasping at straws, but Mackenzie Gore does have reverse splits, Jason.
And we'll see what the lineup says and how they embrace that.
We will. Coming up next, we're going to keep...
Seti might hit him. I don't know about anybody else.
Oh, Seti hits any lefty.
Seti's a machine.
Yes, he is. Coming up next, we're going to keep the draft talk rolling. What are a handful of draft prospects that make the most sense for the Ravens at pick 27? We'll tell you next on The Fan.